Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
This is what rich, entitled people do when threatened. They conceal the ugly truths to protect themselves. And they think they can get away with it.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duse, aka Mr. No Disrespect, and you now tune in to the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are reviewing the limited series produced by HBO Max, starring Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant, The Undoing. This was who recommended this one? Mike, was that you?
I think
I recommended y'all watch it. I don't think I recommended to review it.
Well, when you do that, you know we're gonna review it. That's
okay. Never mind.
But yeah, just like how we usually start off, Rod's favorite part of the review. Overall thoughts. I'll start with you, man.
Start with me?
Yeah.
Since you hate it, get it out the way.
I don't hate it. I think I'm still processing how I feel about it overall. I thought it was produced well. I think that's the safest thing to say right now, this very moment, is that I don't hate it.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, I was all in, man. I was all in from the first episode all the way to like the last episode out. Up until the last 15 minutes of this mini show.
So me, I enjoyed it. There were things that I really liked about it. There were things that I did not like about it, but it was enjoyable.
I really enjoyed it. It was one of them shows where I was super enthralled. I was enjoying the fact that I was having to guess every couple of minutes. I wasn't sure what was actually going on. You know, when you have like a detective-y type of show, typically I can figure it out within a couple of episodes. But this is one of the first ones where I've been like, I've guessed every single person on the show was the killer until the end. So I really liked it.
Nah, yeah, I liked it too. I think it was from the creator of Big Little Lies. Which is why I think the Nicole Kidman aspect, I think he works well with her and likes writing for her.
That's why it's nothing but white people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, with the one sister.
Who was the sister? I don't even remember.
The lawyer. What you mean? The sister.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. Okay, but still, it was still very white.
Yeah. I liked her, though.
Yeah.
I did, too. She was dope.
She's in the
Black Earth Rising.
I'm not funny.
I've seen that.
I haven't seen that.
Michaela Cohen from I May Destroy You, that she did a limited series with her.
Black Earth Rising?
Mm-hmm. It was around like the Rwandan genocide.
It's another show she wrote. Mm-mm. She produced it?
I don't think so.
She looked familiar, but when I looked her up on IMDb, I didn't see anything that she was in that I watched.
Mm-hmm. What I love about shows like this is like when they first, like the first episode we get into it, I like how he set the stage as far as like, we just see them being a normal family, a rich white normal family. And you don't know where it's coming, but you know, obviously some shit is going to pop off. And as we're looking at, you know, Grace, who was played by Nicole Kidman, and then Jonathan, who's Hugh Grant, and even the little kid, I actually liked it. He was actually a pretty good child actor for me. You don't really see that a lot these days, but you saw them being a family. And then you see this person named Elna, kind of just as soon as her presence is shows up on the first episode where they're at that committee party, as far as Grace and her friends, that's when you know, like, all right, something's off. What did y'all think about how they set the tone and set up the whole thing?
Her name was Elena, by the way.
Elena? What did I say? Elsna?
You said Ellen.
Yeah. Oh, it's like they were pronouncing it like Elena.
Elena.
Yeah. Elena, yeah. E.
I feel like we was cheated with her, man, because like I feel like she was really captivating. Like she had
that's a good way to put it.
She had a presence on the screen. Like
she had a big presence.
Yeah, like,
two big presences.
Yeah.
We were super cheated.
So child.
Hey, no, they mentioned the titties so much, I had to look at it. All right, because at first I was like, all right, she got some
like
titties.
One episode.
Nah, they
that's
was
all
like,
it took. That's all it took when she came out in that fucking that little room that weight room or whatever the fuck it was, or the locker room.
You're talking about when she came out bucket naked?
Butt ass naked.
Naked.
I said, don't kill her. What you doing?
I knew she was on something. As soon as she pulled the titty out of the committee meeting, I was like, all right.
Full display.
They was gonna judge the fuck out of her, which they did.
Wish you could be a baby again, huh?
What?
He was going goo goo gaga.
Focus, niggas. Focus.
I was focused.
Goo goo gaga.
No, but like,
yeah, go ahead, bro.
She was a beautiful woman, but it's like I don't know, her presence was just, I just feel like we were cheated. Like, I don't know. I feel like she, for this to be what, six episodes. I don't know. I know she had to be killed to tell the story, but I don't know, man. I just feel like we were cheated with that, because like I said, she just had a presence when she was on screen. Not saying the other actors didn't, because the other actors did a terrific job in this series. It's just I did feel a little slighted by that when she died so fast. I was not expecting that at all. Like, oh shit, they just killed her? Wow. I thought she was gonna be a major part of the show.
Exactly.
So yeah. But to your question though, yeah, the setup was dope. You know what I'm saying? The setup was dope. I just felt slightly cheated because she ended up dying so early on. But nah, her coming into to the fold was like, yeah, it was perfect setup.
Yeah, Mike, were you surprised when they like not like cut her off like that, as far as just like grand opening, grand closing with her character?
Nah, I knew it was too good to last around for that damn long. Cause I mean, I like Nicole Kidman and stuff,
yeah, I do too.
You know, but when Elena showed up at the party, I was like, yeah, something's not right. Mm-hmm. Something is weird. And unfortunately, I already knew it was a murder mystery. Mm. So the second she came out in the locker room, I was like, oh, she's gonna die.
Wow. See, I didn't know anything about this.
I went in this blind. Mm. Like, I didn't know what. Yeah.
I didn't know it was a murder mystery. I didn't know what this was.
A friend of mine watched it and told me to watch it.
Okay.
She was like, I just stayed up till 3 a.m. watching The Undoing. You have to watch it. And I was like, okay. Okay. And then she started giving me shit, and I was like, why are you telling me what happened? Shut the fuck up. She's like, oh, it's a murder mystery and it's crazy.
See,
I was like, all right, well,
yeah. I ain't know nothing.
Yeah,
I didn't either. I thought it was some on some, like, I don't know, mystic shit. I thought it was The Undoing, the title of the show. It didn't tell me like murder mystery. I was thinking butterfly effect or some weird shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but when I was watching it, I was like, oh no, she gonna get it. Like, mm-hmm. I knew it was a wrap for her.
Yeah.
Cause she was just doing too much.
Like that soon, that early on?
Yep.
Well, the very opening scene, you knew something drastic happened because of the little boy's kid. Response. Mm-hmm. So it the way they set it up, it wasn't super surprising to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that it was surprising. It was just, I hate that it was surprising. I hate that it was that.
Okay. She was gone so early, yeah.
Yeah, because she's a super strong character.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I cannot with y'all.
Just like, because she could, like, just the way she would just look. It was just so, like, when she was at the table, like, and she was just, it was this weird, mysterious, mystique and mysterious. It, without her even saying anything, I was just like, dang.
She's good at doing the eyes thing,
yeah,
like the really sad, like, yeah.
I was like, what's going on with her? Mm-hmm. So for her to get offed it like that, like, it was just like, damn, okay.
Yeah, she did have a presence, but I feel like she could have been with more backstory, because they did a lot of flashbacks in this.
Mm-hmm.
They could have gave her more scenes to show like more of who she was as a person, because we kind of just only get the viewpoint of from Jonathan, her son, what was her husband? Like, we get it from everybody else. We don't really know what kind of person and what soul she had. Mm-hmm. And I think based on, Brian, what you're saying with her acting skills, she could have definitely brought that to the scene.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I needed that. Neither. I don't feel like I needed that. I mean, I feel like the story was centered around this family. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's, because we're going through this story really almost from the viewpoint of Grace.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't need that. And I think it would have taken away from the emotion that I had for Grace and her situation.
I agree 100%. Her having that mysterious background, I think, actually helped the show, because it did not give you a reason as to peg anybody as the killer. But I think if they had gone deeper into her background and what was going on with her, then maybe they would have gave too much away. I like the fact that she didn't have a story.
I even like the fact that they didn't really delve into what was going on between her and her husband. Like, you knew they had issues, you knew they were fighting, but you never really got any backstory on if he was an abusive dude, on whether or not they were simply fighting over this affair. Like, I really like the way that they played on that.
You mentioned as far as like this show really focused on Grace and Jonathan's relationship. Mm-hmm. What were you thinking towards the end of that first episode, like when she was calling up the hotels and stuff like that?
I like this motherfucker. I was all in the Grace wife's pocket. I was looking at this from a wife's perspective and be like, this dirty nigga.
What were you thinking, dirty?
Huh?
What were you thinking?
Once she realized that phone was in that nightstand, I was like, oh, this nigga shifty as hell.
But why would he leave that in the...
Nigga, because he doing dirt. And then when she called the hotel, I really loved the way they did when she called the hotel and it was a chick who answered the phone. And then they put the dude on the phone, but it wasn't actually her husband. I loved the way it's like your mind fucks with you in those situations. Mm-hmm. And you already have in your mind, this nigga got a bitch somewhere. And then you call and that's not even, it's what you think it is, but then it's not. I just love the way they play.
Wouldn't that be the last thing you do is leave your phone? If he was doing some dirt.
No, that's exactly why. So you can't get to me. You don't know where I'm at and I can't call you. And I probably, and my first thought would be he got another phone somewhere. This nigga had a second phone the whole goddamn time.
God damn.
I've been checking the wrong phone.
I didn't think about all that either. I was thinking the same thing he was thinking. I was thinking some foul play happened to him because his phone was there. I wasn't thinking that.
I was like, this nigga dirty as hell.
I was just like,
I watched it with my wife and everything she's saying I heard out loud.
This nigga dirty.
It just don't make sense though.
What do you mean?
For him to leave his phone.
That nigga got a whole nother phone somewhere. Niggas do that.
But I don't know.
I was gonna say, I just thought like this nigga could be aloof. You feel me? He could be forgetful. He could have just left
it. Hid up under a book.
In
the nightstand.
Oh, you saying niggas can't read, hide in the book?
I mean, he knows.
That's why the book is on top of it to muffle the shit.
Man, that shit is going to vibrate. This is a nightstand.
I thought aloof too until my wife started talking. It's like, had me convinced.
I didn't know.
Because I'm thinking.
I knew immediately.
At that point, I'm thinking he could be dead. You know, like, this is how it said murder mystery. I didn't know about it at the time, but like as the theme music kept on going, it was like, damn, this motherfucker could be dead.
But my thing is like, why would you immediately go to that when it hadn't even said anything like that? The shit was too good to be true.
The whole setup was too good to be true.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, something wrong. That nigga dirty. Got to be, because he's too sweet and too passionate. And he crying over the babies. He's just too much.
He's too sweet. He's too good of a guy. What did you
can't win for losing? That's what they used to say. The old folks like, can't win for losing.
When Grace was like doing her investigative research to find out where Jonathan was, she met up with his friend Stuart, or his former coworker. This is where it threw me off as far as like where the story could be, because like his responses to her. Like, I don't know, did y'all check that out as far as his response when he was like, what I can say is confidential and whatever? Like, it seemed
Are you talking about her homegirl?
No. His coworker at the hospital.
The doctor friend.
Yeah. Like, the snitch
that didn't want to snitch.
Yeah. Like, what he said would kind of threw me off. I was like, what the fuck? Is this something bigger than, like, is it like a conspiracy or some shit like that? Like,
it was weird.
So I'm glad I'm not the only one who thought about that, because I watched this all in one night, so I'm just going with the emotions.
I did too.
Yeah, we pretty much did too. Mm-hmm. And we watched,
one more. Oh, we started in the
morning. In the morning, and we finished it.
I did the same thing. Started in the morning, finished it in the evening.
Yep. But I watched that night that I went to the house. But yeah, we got caught up. damn, I forgot what I was going to say.
Damn. The doctor that snitched, what did you think of him?
I know, I forgot.
Oh.
He was saying some shit to her though. Like
I don't recall. What did he say?
Like, he was just like, I can't talk about this because this would violate
it was something like he could get in trouble. Oh. Like, I've already said too much.
Yeah. It was basically like, I can't tell you shit. So when it got to that, I was like, what in the fuck is going on, man?
What
is it?
I'm around each other too long.
Oh, man. Like, what is happening? Why can't this dude say anything? Where's the doctor at? Why is his phone there? I wasn't even thinking he was cheating. All I was thinking he was dead.
All of that led. He got a bitch. And he know about still? It. And I can't tell. Yes. All the dots connected to
nah,
me.
Nah, the doctor said something that made it sound like it was like a law thing. He didn't make it sound like, oh, I just can't tell you because I'm a homie. It sounded like he would get in like legal trouble. I forget what he said though exactly. Mm-hmm. But whatever it was, it made it sound like there was something legal going on. That's what fucked me up.
Yep. It was just enough to kind of throw you off.
Yeah.
And it threw me off. I was like, God damn, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
I knew as soon as he came home crying, he had been with that bitch. I knew it. Didn't I say it? I said it. I knew it.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, when he got in the bed with her and slept with his wife?
And fell and started crying about the baby. And then you crying about a baby. And then you have sex with your wife. I was like, something ain't right. That's guilt sex. He done been with somebody.
Mm-mm. You saying that's? I thought it was a deep moment for a minute.
I didn't. Because
she was not, like, you lost the patient, huh?
Yeah,
that's what I thought it was. Yeah,
I'm not talking about the fucking part because that was just kind of like, all right, bro, y'all do what y'all do. But I thought it was a deep moment as far as like her, like him, just like being there, and she could just feel the weight. Or at the time, what she was thinking, like the weight of the job.
I think they tried to make it feel like that, but it still was kind of weird. Because I'm like, why would somebody want after losing a child in a hospital, why would you want to come home and have sex with someone?
That's white people stuff, though. That's what I chalk it up to. That's why I said
get that some what? People deal with grief and deal with absolutely. Things like that might make you feel closer, but it was just something about it that didn't quite feel right.
I'll tell you what didn't feel right. This was miscasted. Oh, Hugh Grant did not fit with Nicole Kidman.
Mm-hmm. You didn't like Hugh Grant throughout this?
Who said that?
You didn't feel like they were a believable couple?
Absolutely.
I think that's exactly why it was a good cast, because he was not who he really said he portrayed himself
nah,
to be.
No, that ain't it.
That's not it. So why do you think it was not a good cast?
They as a couple was beyond not believable. That was my only issue with this entire show. So anytime they interacted, I was just like, I don't believe that. It's when he came home and they started fucking, I was like, I don't believe that. I just don't. And the thing about, I mean,
it never crossed my mind either.
And I think I went and looked it up, and it's like they're close to the same age, so it wasn't even like an age thing, really, and it wasn't like a looks thing. I was just like, I don't believe y'all two together.
That's why I thought it fit. The thing,
go ahead.
Like, no, I think because you got her who's super stoic, super cold, like she's a psychiatrist, so she's in her brain, and then you have this narcissistic dude. Like, I think. That they weren't supposed to fit. You weren't supposed to feel like there was this love between the two of them, because neither of them really were present in that relationship.
She was.
She was, but she was
wasn't. In love with him.
She was. I'm not saying that they weren't in. She wasn't in love with him, but she still was very cold and calculated. Like, she wasn't warm. Like, she was warm with her kid, but if she didn't feel that way with him. And I think that if I was in her situation with someone who was a narcissist like that, and obviously had all this shit going on and was not honestly who he was in that marriage, there's going to be a disconnect anyway.
I don't know if I'm buying all that, because that's her role in every single movie she does. She's cold and stoic and boring. And I think she's a great actress, but she's cold and stoic in every role she does. She was the same person in Eyes Wide Shut. She was the same person in Big Little Lies. So I don't know that they cast her and said, hey, be cold and stoic. They were just like, hey, be the person that you are. I just look at them. And again, it's not like he's not a bad looking guy or anything like that. It's just when I look at them, it was just not believable at all to me.
And
it just bugged me.
And that's what I was going to say to your point, though. Like, because that is her in most movies and most whatever. Like, who could they have paired her with for it to look like there was some type of connection there? Like, she's always come off that way. So I don't know if there's anybody that you can even pair with her to make it seem like, oh, man, she's really in love.
I disagree because I believed her and Skarsgård. I believed it 100%.
I didn't watch the show, so. That's Big
Little Lies?
I wanted Maybe. To, but I just don't.
That show is
sleeping.
Fucking great.
That's y'all haven't watched it?
That's what I see.
Y'all. Nah.
Y'all bugging.
I don't watch it. Like,
it's a white show?
Man.
It's
my friend called it White People Problems.
Yeah,
it ain't no white-ish. The closest black is Zoe Kravitz.
They got two black people on there. That's double. That's double the cast in this one.
Who's the other black person?
Her daughter.
You're stupid.
No, it looks interesting. I just never got it. It's just one of those things.
It don't look interesting to you?
But I'll watch it. If everybody says it's good, I'll watch it. But if I had to look at that, I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
It looked interesting to me. I like Nicole Kidman.
I do too. Yeah. And she does play the same role in everything that she's in. And this one, I was like, okay, it's Nicole Kidman playing Nicole Kidman again. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, I don't know.
Because, I mean, Eyes Wide Shut, she was in that with Tom Cruise, who was her husband.
And that was believable.
It was believable?
Absolutely.
She wasn't cold and stoic with him?
She was. But the relationship was believable.
Gotcha. Okay.
I think in this one, I don't think she really liked Hugh Grant. Because it didn't seem like she was even trying to make it seem real.
I think she did.
I feel like he... For me, Hugh Grant has always been overrated to me. Like, I ain't never really got the whole love affair for him. So, like, when I'm watching this, this is like, oh, this is actually a really good performance from him. Because I usually don't give a fuck about his performance.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know who he was until do it look like I would watch any movies he's in?
You've seen something. He's been in a lot of shit.
No, I haven't. But my wife said he was in Love Actually. Mm-hmm. Do it look like I would watch that?
Or About a Boy.
Nope.
You wouldn't watch that.
Nah.
Yeah, he wouldn't watch a Hugh Grant movie.
You would watch what
you would watch Bridget Jones.
I ain't seen none of this shit either, so.
But this was a different role for him, based on what I saw on IMDb.
And it wasn't believable.
You said it wasn't?
No.
Man,
he's a great actor.
You didn't believe?
What wasn't believable?
Yeah, that's I'm sorry. I wasn't saying that he's not believable. Oh, like, okay. No. I'm still stuck on the they're okay, not believable. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to clarify.
I'm glad you did, because maybe I fucked up in what I was. No, he's believable in that role. Mm-hmm. Them together weren't believable together. But yeah, when he acted his ass off.
He did, bro.
I was pleasantly surprised.
I'm not
by
a
him.
Big Hugh Grant fan, but nah, I liked him in this.
Yeah, he was good.
It was an odd pick.
I liked Notting Hill. Good.
All right, you're going to have to chill out now.
And that tone it down. I ain't watching anything
tone
called
it down,
Notting Hill.
No. It's fucked up because I know all the movies she's talking about.
See, you probably watch this.
Yeah,
nah, because I grew up with sisters. So
I know. That's why I'm not even judging you.
But
I grew up with sisters.
Yeah, I did too, and she ain't watched no fucking Notting Hill. I guarantee when a single black person in no damn Notting Hill was it. That's like an English movie.
We ain't going anywhere. We ain't moving to Notting Hill. Notting Hill reminds me of that damn knot you tied.
That's a noose.
You still tie that motherfucker together.
He turned into a slave movie.
Look, not everybody knew how to tie a noose.
That's true. Some of them tied Notting Hill.
Tied Notting Hill just grabbed your
head. That's the PC version of a noose. But... For me, like, once we find out, like, once while Grace is looking for Jonathan, once we get that alert on her phone from her school about her, what's her name, Elna?
Mm-hmm.
Elna dying. Did y'all connect, like, the husband and that story colliding automatically?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I did.
Split second that I didn't. There was a split second. And I think, to Mike's point, part of the thing that I liked about this movie is you do spend a lot of the series guessing who it could be, right? So... Initially, because the last time we saw her was her kissing Grace in the elevator, right? Mm-hmm. And saying, you know, you're such a, you know, thank you for your kindness, all this kind of stuff. So I really thought at first I was like, Grace crazy and she killed her. She don't even know it.
That came later.
You're talking about like the others?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, she didn't even realize she killed this bitch or something else went on. Because the way they cut from that scene, and then you just see Grace in the bed. Mm-hmm. I'm like, something happened in that time. Grace killed her. And then the husband got in the bed, started having, you know, crying and then having sex. I was like, oh, no, it's the husband.
Yeah, that's...
You went to there, like, just off of those
that
scenes?
That quick, yep.
Damn,
so,
okay.
Yeah, we both, bro.
And we both did. And, like, that's why I say is I'm still processing it because I knew what it was. Off the first episode, I was like, damn, it's the husband. He killed her. And I was just like, fuck, I hope it's deeper than that. So I spent the whole show hoping that it was deeper than that to find out that it wasn't.
Did you get fooled at any point?
I get Mike on it. They do at some points make you think like, oh, it could be her. It could be this. But ultimately, that never left my head. Like, I still was sticking to... what I thought after the first episode.
Yeah.
So that ruined it for me a little bit.
So you were let down at the end.
I was let down. Like the end was anticlimactic for me because it's like, okay, yeah, that's what I figured happened. You know what I'm saying? So so yeah, that's why I said I'm still processing it, and that's why I don't like that stuff in the beginning. Because it's like I'm still just kind of processing it because I still enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I still was in it. But I was in it, I think, for different reasons than y'all. I was in it trying to see if it was gonna be something different.
Yeah, I get you. I get you.
Yeah, so that's what kept me in it.
Same here.
Not for me, because I agree with that point, because I just didn't like how much evidence they had. To me, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. It was like, they had so much fucking evidence, Mike. Like, this nigga did it. Like, off for real. Like, there was nothing to really sway me. Like Rod said, like, you can plenty.
I'll even say this. It's like, they made him to be out such a shit dude. It's like, even if it wasn't him at the end, it would be fucked up that it's not him, because it's like, he's such a shitty ass guy.
I didn't want it to be him.
I didn't either.
But I'm like, he was such a shitty ass guy.
Even though he saved the cancer babies?
Yeah, what was so shitty about him?
They didn't show that like that. They didn't show that he just saved the cancer babies. They focused more on him just being a bad husband. Because the whole movie, he kept saying like, yeah, I did this. I'm a piece of shit. Da 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 da. But I didn't kill her though. It's like everything else. But I didn't kill her though. I might be a cheater. I might be a dud. I might be a dud. But I ain't a killer. And it's like, even if this dude isn't a killer, nigga, you still a piece of shit. Like, I was just like, damn.
But that's what he was saying. He said, I'm everything else, but I'm not a killer. So you can put all those labels on me. But this one thing that you're accusing me of doing is not me.
So when I'm thinking in the end, it's like, okay, what is his arc, right? So if he's not the killer, but he's still a piece of shit, like, okay, so what's the end story?
Why was he such
a
piece of shit? That's where I'm stuck on.
Because he
was a cheater. What else?
Cheater. He's a liar.
He got a whole baby.
Well, liar with cheater kind of goes together.
Like I said, he had a whole baby outside of this. Like, right. What do we do with that at the end?
So outside of him with the woman.
So
what was so, like, what was so bad about
him? So the infidelity.
He was kind of a bad father.
Infidelity was narcissistic. Bad.
And the reason why he, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, no, I agree that he cheated. Not to say that that's okay, but that doesn't make you a horrible human being, piece of shit existence. I was okay until he started trying to pin it on her. He was inferring, like, well, where were you? Why were you walking there? So it's like you're trying to pin it on your wife.
Which was later.
Right. And then he tried to pin it on the son. And that's when I was like, oh, he's done too much at this point. He's got to have some sort of reconciliation for that.
When he tried to say about the son, I was hollering.
This nigga was like, hold on.
I was with him, though.
Yeah. But see, that's what made the show so good. And that's why I'm kind of...
Pause.
No.
You was with him?
Oh, yeah.
How, nigga? How?
Look, we gotta ask these questions. I'm with it. You gotta ask the questions.
Nah, Ken. Nah, because I'm only thinking that because this nigga did it the whole time. Like he was about to blame his son. Right.
At that point, once he tried to get on the son, I was like, oh no, he did that shit. That was the nail in the coffin for me.
Really? See, and that's again, that's why I enjoyed it so much. I thought he killed the woman in the first episode. Basically past that, I was just like, okay, I was wrong. He didn't do it. And then I'm like, third episode, I'm like, he didn't do it. Fourth episode, I'm like, who the fuck did it? I'm thinking every single person did it. So when they brought it back to him doing it, I was like, God damn, he did do it. That's what was so fucking great. Because it was like, okay, you thought this. Then we're going to trick your ass. And we're going to make you think it's every other fucking person. I thought it was him at first. Then I thought it was the husband, her husband. I thought it was his son.
You thought Miguel did it?
No. Not the little boy. I'm talking about the white boy.
I did a little bit.
Hey,
Actually, come on. He could have done it.
No, he couldn't have.
Yes, he could have. Because he was the one that walked. And the only thing that made me think, okay, he didn't do it, because they showed him walk in the room and look surprised. But then I was like... Maybe they tricking us. Maybe he wasn't really surprised.
Maybe he was surprised.
He was mad. Because I started thinking, maybe he walked in the room and saw them fucking, and then that's why he killed her.
Yep.
So I went through every single person on this cast, except for the black lawyer. So that's why when it got back to the end and it was like, oh wait, Hugh Grant did do it. It was like my mind was on a fucking roller coaster. Wow. So you didn't get that, and I could tell by your stance.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to look like that. But if you remember, I said I agree with you. They did make you think.
No, I know, but you never left the idea of him doing it.
I never left the idea of him doing it. It's like you really had to convince me that he did not do it.
See, they did for me. Because I was like, why the fuck was she walking by her place?
Right.
That did fuck me up. That did fuck me up.
And that's when I was thinking she killed her and didn't know she killed her.
What did I say? I said she did it And this show is called The Undoing because it's the undoing of her mind. That bitch crazy. Yep.
That's exactly what I thought too.
And I'm like, no.
Right when that happened, I thought the exact same thing. I was like, she's actually nuts.
And this is a crazy ass psychiatrist.
Yep.
She been giving all these people this information and this advice that she should have took her damn self and her whole shit is fucked up.
I thought she did too, Nate. So I'm with you.
She was a suspect for me.
She was definitely, because she had that look on her face. Because even she was like, why the fuck was I there?
I was walking.
I was there. When?
I was just walking.
Yeah. Why would you just walk in the middle of the fucking street by her place?
Yeah. It's grounding. I get grounded. I
right.
Walk. Like, the fuck
you grounded, all right.
You grounded, helmet killed
into
her.
That damn hammer to her
I sincerely
head.
Did think that she was walking past, probably saw her husband, saw them having sex, lost mm-hmm. it, killed a woman, and didn't even have any recollection
she
of it.
She had to know that was that woman's studio. It's just too many different things that was like,
Why would this lady
had just randomly, like, you got to tell too much story for that. Why would this lady was just randomly walking to this studio that's down a stairway?
That's the thing. She wasn't randomly walking there. We would have, like, when they gave you that little tidbit, mm-hmm. it made it seem like she was there with purpose. Mm-hmm. It didn't make it seem like, oh, she just randomly walked by and knew her husband was cheating. You start thinking, okay, maybe she's been following him and she knows where Elena lives and she went there and killed him.
I could see that.
Her, sorry.
I could see that. But I don't know. She just seemed really believable that she didn't do it.
And then them flashbacks that kept happening made me think this shit was in her head. Because remember, we said the way they did the flashbacks, like they were doing her memories as if she was him. She was those people.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, this bitch is crazy. This is about the undoing of her mental capacities.
Because I would have rather for it to be that. I think that's why I was a little disappointed, because now I need that explanation. Okay, why are you showing her and her having flashbacks of her having sex with a husband if she doesn't have, if that's not a real flashback for her? So I'm like, why are they showing that as if it is a flashback for her?
Wait, which part now are you talking?
So just any part where Nicole Kidman's character mm-hmm. was having these flashbacks of this woman having sex with her husband.
Because for her, it wasn't actually a flashback. It was really just her thinking that's what mm-hmm. her husband's doing.
Yep.
And that's fine. But for it to be in that same setting,
that's just a plot device.
Yeah, yeah. I understand that. That's what confused me. I'm like, why are they showing this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it would have been different if they just, I don't know, they showed her having sex with her at the party or some shit in the corner. Because she just, that's what she remembered her, and that's what she seen mm-hmm. her. So now she's having those type of flashes. But to be in that red space in her studio, it's like, why?
Well, I think they're just kind of showing, like, when you get this information and you think your husband cheating, like the mm-hmm. thoughts of her, like imagination of what this man could be doing and how he could be doing it.
Yep.
So I think that's what I gathered from that.
No, obviously that's what it was.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the way they
in
did,
the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a disconnection there for me.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Last thing everything Mike said, I agree with, spot on. I even thought it was the lawyer friend for a brief second.
You did?
Which lawyer friend?
The blonde chick.
Because that was her only friend.
She for a couple of the earlier part, she was a little
y'all
weird.
Y'all did?
Yeah.
Because she was acting weird as fuck.
She was
the only friend that stuck around. So I was like, why is she the only one sticking around?
I thought that she was just in cahoots with the other lawyer. I thought she was in cahoots with the prosecution. So that's why I thought she was sticking around. I thought she was feeding them information against old boy.
Rob, what you say?
Hold on, real quick. I thought it was the. No, go ahead. What you going to
ask? No, you said so. You was like, man, I wish I had y'all experience.
Oh, yeah, I do.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
I thought it was the wife for a quick stint. I thought it was obviously Hugh Grant for a quick I thought it was him throughout the whole thing. I did have a thought of the boy too. I can't front. I did have a slight because he has the fucking thing in his violin, so mm-hmm. it makes you think like, oh, maybe
mm-hmm. it was them crazy eyes when she found the violin.
Yeah, I was laughing my ass off. He was like.
Because he was asleep. He was dead ass asleep. As soon as she opened the thing, he woke up
like, fuck, I gotta kill you too.
That's what I thought. I was like, oh, he about to kill Nicole Kidman too.
They was like, yo, Roger, this is not supposed to be funny. I was like, man, this is hilarious. Man,
I was dying.
You know what made me suspect him? Remember they were having dinner? And he was like, remember you talked to your clients and you say that that they could get over cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, don't you think you could do the same? And I was like, oh, shit. This motherfucker caught mm-hmm. the motherfuckers cheating, killed the woman to get her out of the way, and was hoping that they could get over
Get over the dad. Yep, that's exactly what I thought, too.
Yeah, I didn't think too.
And then
quick.
The fucking hammer popped up. I was like, I knew it.
Yep.
And then
yep.
they fucked me up with the next episode. That I was like, God,
see, that's what I'm saying. This show, man, this
the
show
The only person
great.
I think I never actually thought it was the granddaddy.
I thought it was the granddaddy for a quick
time. You did?
Absolutely. I thought he paid somebody to do it.
Because, are you serious?
Yep.
Yes.
Y'all are Donald bugging.
Sutherland? Yes, because if y'all remember, bugging. Y'all yeah. remember, they said, you know, wealthy people cover up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh, shit, yeah.
This show fucks our minds up.
It did. And that's then remember he was standing outside the apartment looking at the baby?
Mm-hmm.
And then he had the coldest line when he went to talk to that principal.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he did.
What did he say? That cocksucker line?
In the traditional sense.
Yeah.
He said, I ain't with the gay shit, but I'm talking about back in the day.
He said, I'm an old-fashioned cocksucker.
He said it with a grin, too.
Buy this place. Just to fucking sell it, type of cocksucker, basically. Yeah. What he was saying.
Go back and rewatch that. That shit was cold.
No, he was cold. He was.
Yeah, they
cold.
Gave him a monologue for that shit.
But
too.
But see, again, I thought he was too cold to be the killer. Like I was like, it's just too many things that was just red flags to me. Like, okay, nah.
Yeah, I never suspected
him. Put so
him.
Many emphasis on that. So it's still Hugh Grant. I would always just like, it might be that person. Nah, nope. It's still him. So I spent too much time thinking about that. But that is part of the enjoyment, I must say as well, because I was like hoping that, you know, again, that, you know, it would be something else that it actually wasn't. So it wasn't that I didn't enjoy the show. It's just the payoff wasn't enough for me because I had already guessed it in the beginning.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
Nah, I think for me, I've always thought it was Hugh Grant or Jonathan's character. Mm-hmm. I was just judging every other character based off of like mm-hmm. whether or not they were annoying to the story. Like, to me, Henry should have been slapped about 6-7 times. Right.
That's
this
the little boy?
Thing. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. he was just doing goofy shit. And then, like, I hated how everyone in this show would randomly tell Grace a secret about her husband that was like, this was mm-hmm. a character reveal of who this nigga really is. Mm-hmm. Like, when her daddy was like, oh, yeah, I gave that nigga money. And I didn't tell you about it because I knew you was too prideful.
The lawyer friend, she said something. Oh, yeah, by the way, yeah, I did. He did come to me
that
about
this. That
bitch
couldn't talk to me after that. I told Roger, I was like, that bitch ain't her friend.
Come on, that's her job. That's
a man. Fuck that.
Confidentiality.
Man, she could have said something.
She could lose her bar. Right. Lose her. What is it?
Exactly what I told her.
She could lose everything.
I told her. I said, did you pass the ball?
Right.
I'm like, no, she can't do that. Man. Yep. I said
she thinking friend code over the law.
Yeah, over the bar. What the hell? You know how many years she put in for that?
Just be like, hey. Go ask. Go look for your husband.
But even Henry had one. Henry was like, oh, yeah, I seen Pops and old girl about a week ago, and he gave me the head nod. I'm like, nigga, this is all.
Damn sure did.
I'm like, you could have, like, all y'all could have been told her about this, and she wouldn't have went.
Why would he tell? He was like, go ahead, daddy. She bad as fuck.
No.
She looked bad. With
mama,
with
go
the
ahead,
kid,
do your thing.
With my baby sister in there. Like, that's something that you.
Fuck out and, here.
The fuck?
Get the whole hell.
I'm like, go ahead, daddy.
No, you I see,
no, I see you, daddy. Get a head nod, daddy. Shit. Okay. Got a little Spanish cheek over here, bud. Okay. Okay. Got a little bit spicy shit.
I see you diversifying the portfolio.
You know what I'm saying?
Get a little bit of fun. I just see no humor.
Shit.
What?
Daddy,
getting it?
What no. about the pasta?
By the pink stroller?
You know what I'm saying? That was a loud ass stroller. Like out of all the colors, to know like this is obviously a cheating man's baby. You gonna put it all pink? But Mike, you mentioned, or one of y'all mentioned the black lawyer. What did y'all think about her and her presence throughout this series?
Mm. I liked her. She was dope.
You didn't like her?
I liked her.
Yeah.
Why you say,
I don't know.
That was loaded.
I don't know. And it's loaded. Why? I don't know. There was just something that.
Like
black
people?
Not when they're the only one on the fucking show.
It was. That was bad.
I don't know. I don't know what it was about her role that just, something about it irked me.
Did you not like her coming to the aid of rich white people?
No, it wasn't even that deep. I can't even say it was that deep.
It was just how she did shit. Like how she talked, her presence.
She just annoyed me.
Yeah.
Something about her role just annoyed me. And the repeated I'm not funny thing, I was like, man, if you say that one more fucking time.
She only said it twice.
And that was twice. Enough.
That's, I like
that. I like that line. Like, you hate it. I like that.
I think I am. I don't know what it was about that her
the
role.
Only thing,
You wanted Joe Show to be pure white.
No, I liked the fact that they added a little splash of color. And I liked the fact that she was a badass lawyer that everyone knew not to fuck with. And she was a great actress. I can't pinpoint what it was about the role that irked me.
And that was the one thing. The one thing I didn't like is the fact that she lost the fucking case on bullshit.
Did she or did it get thrown out?
No, she lost the case.
Yeah, she lost the case.
That nigga was guilty as hell. That's why he ran away.
Yeah, that was the only thing.
Yeah, I didn't know if it got thrown out because he didn't. It was a mistrial. Like he didn't come.
No,
to
it wasn't.
Court.
Yeah.
No, they don't throw out a murder case.
Cause she had it won.
She did.
She had the fucking case, and fucking Jonathan fucked it up because of his ego.
Nah, she went against her own better judgment because she didn't want to put Grace on the stand.
She trusted the client. She didn't want to put him on there.
Grace
She, yeah, she did. Yeah. Yep,
because she used her own lines against her, saying like, "You're the one who could tell the best story.
Yep.
You control the whole emotions of this whole case."
Yep,
I liked her. I think Mike, to your point, the only thing I would say about her character is it felt like sometimes it was like, "This is how a strong black woman would be as an attorney," and it kind of felt like it was.
Maybe that's what it was.
It kind of felt like it was. Yeah, it was like she can't just be a badass lawyer, and just like it felt like she was always trying to prove something.
I think that's what it was. She was like basically like dead inside. Like she had no real personality. She was just mean.
Defense attorney.
But I'm saying, like, give me some depth here. She had none. I think that's what it is.
Mm. I
like
that.
Like
she didn't
it
have
was just
any.
Like it was like okay, here's what we think an angry black woman would be as an attorney. Boom, here she is. She talks down to everybody and she's just mean the whole time, but she has nothing else.
She didn't really come off as angry to me.
No, she didn't come off angry.
She just came off.
What I'm saying. Okay. This is what we think an angry black woman would be as an attorney. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying she would go around cussing everybody out. Mm-hmm. She would just be very condescending and have absolutely no warmth.
I got a feeling that she was just about her business.
And that's it. And I think it just kind of bored
her.
Well, that's one of the some of the criticisms that was about the writer of this. What's his name? David E. Kenny, Kelly, about with Big Little Lies, the black characters, how he would write for those characters. Mm. He kind of, it felt like people said that it was like stereotypical in some way. So that's why, like, when you mentioned it, I was like, that's interesting because it kind of bled over to this as well. Because not to say she didn't do a good part, and like Ken, I liked her role, but there was some point I was just like, did you really have to push the point down like that? Like, could have been done in a more casual way. I guess it's just a neutral way instead of like, I could feel that you a black woman in this scene.
I think Nick just completely hit it on the head. Mm-hmm. And I think that's exactly what it was. And I just could not figure it out. But it was something about her where I was just like, man, I like this role and I like her in it. Why is she irking me?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what it is. It's like, she was just a very, like, if we have like the badass white attorney, I don't know that she would be like this woman was. It was just weird.
Mm-hmm.
Lacked a like, certain amount of depth.
It was like, yeah, she didn't really have any personality. She was just like, here I am. I'm completely dead.
I felt like she had personality when in that scene where they found, when the hammer came into the situation. And she was like, I need y'all to shut up and let me think. Kind of thing.
I was like, oh, shit. Right.
Like, this nigga did it. Because she was like, oh, this nigga really did it.
Yeah,
I got to think.
Yeah. It was like, okay. Yeah. Now, hindsight, she probably should have dropped the case at that point. Like, I can't represent you. But yeah, like for her, and then at the end for her to be like, look, I cannot advise you to either conceal or destroy this weapon. I can't do that. See, that's the way you get around it. Girl could have got around it.
I don't think she got to where she got by dropping cases based off of morality. Like when the white people pay you the big bucks to be like that,
which
that means you're supposed to hide some shit. And also, like, with, I think the personality also comes with, like, remember the other attorney that he had, the public defender? Mm-hmm. He has some personality that was, like, lawyerish. That's what I was kind of expecting, because usually on these shows, whatever, the lawyer has a quirky personality somehow, some way. And I guess hers was just so
dead,
stone cold. I was like, okay, this is different. And I think I like it, but could have been done differently.
Gotcha.
I also felt like Grace was talking to the cops too much. What did y'all think about those? Like those, like,
I hated them.
Man, them cops was like, especially the detective Mendoza.
He knew something.
The Spanish dude.
Yeah, he was just like, he was coming at her reckless. For
I even thought he did it for a minute.
You thought the cops?
Mm-hmm. Had you all fucked
up. It did, man. I'm telling you. I was like, he's acting too weird. He's acting like he knows shit, but he's still asking questions.
Exactly.
Like, I thought he did it for a minute too.
No, she was real cooperative with the police though. I was like, I said that at some point. I'm like, man, she very.
Even her daddy was like, nigga, what the fuck is you doing?
Like, he said, don't take your ass down.
Then he's like,
and she took her ass
daddy,
down there.
She
should have
listened to
suspect.
Her daddy. She should have listened to this, her daddy this whole show.
Hey, her daddy has some scene steals, bro. Remember when Jonathan got out on bail after he had to pay for his bail? This nigga came to the hospital bed. He was hot. He was just sitting there looking at this nigga. Like, I hate your punk ass.
Especially when she was in the hospital. You talking about that? And he grabbed that hand.
He like this bullshit.
And he wanted to cut his throat.
See, that's why I thought he did it too.
What did y'all think of before that scene when he gets bailed out? Like, Jonathan spent some time in jail. What did y'all think of those scenes, like that prison fight?
Before we get to him going to jail, can we talk about how the Karen hopped out of her so fast when she called the police on that nigga?
Bruh.
Man.
Oh,
when
he showed back up?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I was like, wow. It's like they do it to their own people, too.
Hell yeah.
My thing was like, I thought y'all just talked about this. Like, in that when I knew he did it when he crept up on her and hold her mouth and for the back of her head. You don't do that to somebody if you're innocent. But it was just like
not to scream.
Yeah, so, but I was thinking like once he came back, he's like, "Look, baby girl, look, I fucked up, but let's talk this out." Like
I have to do the same thing too.
What? Grab by the mouth?
Huh? Look, shut up.
Yeah, that seems normal.
Yeah,
don't
hold on,
scream.
Chill out. Yeah,
I'll move my hand, just don't fucking scream.
That happens in movies all the time.
I'll text her before. I'm like, "Hey, look, I'm about to pull up in about 5 minutes."
That is not.
Are you serious?
He didn't have his phone.
No. He got some type of phone.
And he was on the run. He couldn't text her and be like, "Yo, I'm coming by the house in a minute. Don't
Why
tell nobody."
I was screaming at my husband.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, what?
It could
Why
be more...
would I scream at my husband walking up?
Because you might think I'm a murderer.
Exactly. And she did.
Right.
Not initially.
She did at that moment?
Yeah.
She thought that he did it. That's why he said, "Girl, don't scream. I'm going to move my hand, but don't scream."
You cannot scream, but you go to call
the
cops.
Bust you upside the head. Because one thing I know for certain is you slept around on me.
Look, if I just killed this motherfucker, the last thing you want to do is hit me because I might kill your ass too.
And he will have.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan
He'd have
crazy.
Knocked her deadpan ass right the fuck out. And she wouldn't even know she was dead with her boring ass.
She said she'd been dead. She just lived
dead for 12 years, bro.
That was another thing about the old boy is that, did y'all notice this motherfucker always get emotional, but he never fucking cried? He would just be rubbing his fucking eye.
You talking about Hugh Grant?
Yeah.
That was on purpose.
Huh?
That was on purpose.
No, I'm just saying, but again, that's what gave it away for me too. It's like this motherfucker not even shedding a tear when he's that emotional. It's like, what the fuck? Come on now.
Oh.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Rubbing his eye and shit. It's like he's not even crying.
You caught that earlier than I did. I didn't catch that till after.
Oh, okay, yeah. So. He never cried.
You ruining shit, man.
I ruin shit for myself.
For myself, yeah. So that's what I mean. You ruin it for yourself.
You pay too much attention.
Yeah.
You don't be getting lost.
Too detailed, like, you know.
You gotta get stupid for a minute. It makes shows so much better.
Fuck. Yeah, fuck.
I didn't catch any of that shit. So I was just, man, I was just all in.
Yeah.
Oh, he did it? Okay. He did it? Okay. The dog did it? Okay.
When they,
not the dog.
Hey, for a minute, I was like, that dog, he's a little shifty.
No.
Good job, man. I'm not going to take that away from him. They did do a good job of making you think for a second, like, oh, well, maybe it's not him.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking Fernando did it for a minute, too.
Who was Fernando?
The ex-husband. The too good husband.
Ex-husband?
Yeah, the girl husband.
Or the widow. What's his name? Widower?
Yeah, oh, well, they you said ex. I was like, they were still married, weren't they?
The way she was moving around, I thought they just roommates.
No, I thought he did it for like two episodes when he was following her with the baby. I was like, oh, he killed her.
Yep.
I just can't imagine he had to take care of that baby though.
I don't know how he did that either.
And he even told him, he was like, "Bro, look, it's getting hard to take care of this."
How much of a punk was he though?
I would have dropped that motherfucker off.
To do what?
That was not even his.
Yeah, I thought they was gonna fight at least.
Stop the door with his foot and shit.
Yeah, like who the fuck are you?
What the fuck?
Bro.
I would have took something and hit him on the, in that crack of that door.
Me and Miguel. Whooping that. Me and Miguel.
We'd have jumped him. I'll go high, you go low. We gonna fuck him up today, bro.
His son looked so disappointed.
He did.
He was like, "My daddy's a bitch." He loved it. I felt bad for Miguel throughout this whole thing. Miguel had my sympathy. This nigga went through some shit.
He did.
Fernando?
No, Miguel, the son. Yeah, like, Fernando was just a punk ass nigga. He ain't never swung on nobody. I'm like, bro, he gonna come into the office and throw some papers around. But like, that was it. Like, he could have
filed.
And they never explained really why he didn't whoop his ass. That was one of my gripes for the show.
It was probably smart, because if he did whoop his ass, how was that gonna look on trial?
But first of all, you came into my house.
Yeah,
I get that.
Even the lawyer said, like, you
fucked up.
Yeah. Right.
That would have been an easy way for you to paint me as an aggressive. Granted, you trespassed.
He would have lost anyway, because he was not supposed to be. That's tampering with witnesses. You can't be here.
No.
So there's no way he would have even told.
Right.
That's why I was telling somebody. I was like, yo, he could have fucked him up.
Yeah.
And he can't even call the cops. Because you're not supposed to. I'd have let him in the house and proceed to whoop his ass.
With the baby in my other arm.
I'd have beat him with the baby. Fuck that.
Like, this your baby.
My baby, no way.
Right. It ain't mine, no way.
Take a witch, you goddamn
shit. Right. Take care of your child.
Man. Yo,
ain't no fucking way.
I was like, what in the hell?
That shit made me so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
When he busted in his house, my stomach was tightening up. I was like,
this nigga is sitting at his kitchen table. Because
I'm thinking he going to kill him.
Punking him.
I think he was going to do something.
Me too.
Bruh, he just had a conversation. Them that had a cup of tea with the motherfucker.
And just said, you want to hold your baby? You want to feed him? What the fuck?
I thought he was going to beat his ass when he was like, have you ever held up before? He was like, yeah. You ever fed her? He was like, yeah. Like, what? Nigga, you like, basically.
When were you here?
Where the fuck was you a father?
Man.
And you got me over here. Man.
They really need to explain that shit. That shit really bothered me. Because I was like, why is he acting like this?
White privilege.
This is a Spanish man.
He literally said that when he walked in. He was like, I don't have anything to lose at this point.
That's fine. But the thing about it is, I'm not trying to be racist, but I know that in that community, men are very machismo.
Yeah, very aggressive.
So for them to paint this guy as just an absolute sucker, you fucking my wife, you had a kid with my wife,
you murdered my wife.
But yes, kick your little, and it's not like Hugh Grant, it's like, if it was like Arnold Schwarzenegger or some shit, okay, Hugh Grant? Right. I'm fucking Hugh Grant
all day
and twice on Thursday. No fucking way.
Yeah, that community should have been writing all kind of think pieces about that shit.
For real.
Like y'all played us.
Y'all played us hard. They must not have seen the show yet.
Right.
It's too white for them.
It's too white. They're like, we're not watching that shit.
Speaking of other things that Jonathan probably shouldn't have done, was it smart for him to go on Connie Chung? I was surprised.
Where did this bitch come from?
Yeah. I was like that. So I was like, where? I was like, Connie Chung ain't been nobody for a minute.
About 15 years.
Wait, was that really Connie Chung?
Yes.
Yeah. That was Connie, because I thought it was, and I felt racist.
No, that was really Connie Chung. Bless your heart.
I really did.
I was like, she hasn't been on television in a good 15 years. Like, she's going to pop up on The Undoing.
Like, she's somebody. I thought, ain't nobody.
She is somebody. It's Connie fucking Chung.
We knew who she was as soon as we saw her, Nicholas.
I'm surprised I seen this like an old ass cameo from someone back in the day.
Really? Yeah. I thought it was her, and I was like, I meant to go look it up, and I was like, Mike, you're being a racist piece of shit. That's
no,
not
she
her.
Popped up on the credits.
Wow. Yeah.
I haven't seen Kanye since the 90s.
Well, you know, Maury's not doing so well, so she has to step in a little bit, you know, make some money for the.
But yeah, I thought it was smart. I thought it was smart, and I knew the lawyer was going to have him like ready to go.
Yeah.
So I knew he was in good shape.
Good hands,
they always do that.
But the way they ended that with him saying he knew who did it, I really thought like that got me for a minute, and I was like, do he really know? Do he have proof the wife did it? Mm-hmm. And he just taking the blame for her this whole time so she don't go on go under for this?
That's crazy.
Like, the way they did that at the end, I was like, man, and it didn't go nowhere. So that did disappoint me a little bit.
Oh, really? Yeah, I like that too, because I was like, man, he's trying to lead them off the trail. Mm-hmm. He will sacrifice his own wife and kids to not go to jail.
That nigga was like, I still love her.
Right. I'm like, bro, you on TV. Everybody watching. The whole family.
That's when he lost Nicole Kidman. That I think that's when he lost Grace. Nah, when he went on Connie Chung,
he said
was
he
like,
loved her.
He said, yeah, I lost, and people forget, I lost somebody I love. And it's the way she looked at the TV, I was like, oh, yep.
Do y'all think he loved her?
I don't think that's what did it. I think it was when he accused the son that he,
well, I think that was like a stepping stone.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't, it's like she's wants to believe him this whole way. Mm-hmm. And then you get on there and say, yeah, you just lost somebody you love. Like, what the fuck am I?
You
and
loved your side piece? What?
Yeah, your big ass damn teenager, preteen or whatever he was.
Because that's not the story he was giving her. Mm-hmm. He didn't make it seem like he loved her. He made it seem like he was just fucking her. Mm-hmm. And that she was crazy and was obsessed with him. So for him to go on TV and flip it, that fucked me up too. Because I was like, whoa, wait, what? Loved
but
her.
Did he though?
Yeah, because that's not the story he was giving. He
I will
was
give you, that's not the
story
that he gave Nicole Kidman, but he never really went into any details about what their relationship was.
He did. He said she was crazy and she was obsessed with him.
That was towards the end. He never said, like, when they were.
I thought that was in the
beginning. I thought that was before.
He said that she turned crazy and she became obsessive. Right. And that's when he lost his job and all that kind of stuff. But in terms of what attracted him to her or how they got close, he never went in that much detail. It's almost like he omitted that part of the story. It didn't surprise me when he said that he loves her.
Nah, he made it very clear that they were fucking and she became obsessed. He never gave any sort of impression. I get you that he didn't go into detail. I don't think he had to. He made it seem like they fucked, they had like a semi-relationship, and she started getting crazy and things got bad. So for him to then flip it on the television and be like, oh yeah, I loved her, I could see why she was surprised.
And it was also around that point, what, that was about third or fourth episode, that I realized, I'm like, man, this dude got away with words, bro. Like,
you know what I was thinking, Ken?
Oh, well, Lord.
What? White man look. Bro, that's that white man look,
he was,
bro.
He was good, man. Like, he was, like they gave us a lot in the beginning about who this man was, mm-hmm. but they wrapped it around so much other stuff mm-hmm. that, like you said, we were watching it from Grace's viewpoint. Mm-hmm. So we were great, and I was believing everything he was damn near saying.
Me too.
Like, I was like, I think he did it. Damn, this motherfucker.
And that's why I love when Haley called that out.
He got me.
Haley called that out.
He got me. I ain't gonna lie.
The Modest Media household. This is why y'all fucked the show up for yourselves.
We did.
Because he refused to believe that he didn't do it. And you just thought he was a piece of shit.
From the gate.
From the gate.
This
so anything he did, you're just like, I don't believe it. So that's what it is. Because the more I hear you talk, I'm like, that's why. Because I was believing everything the motherfucker said.
What's so funny is that my wife was doing the same thing. She believed he did it from the jump. I was sitting on the couch like, nah, that motherfucker did it. Nah, there's no way he did it. I was sitting there just, the whole time, she just,
oh, I'm saying, like, nah, he did it.
I'm sitting there, nah, he ain't do that shit.
He didn't do it.
That's crazy.
So you never wavered from him being the killer?
It was all, I did.
Oh, you did,
like,
okay.
Don't get me wrong, I was, like I said, it was. I knew it was either him or the wife.
Right, right, right.
I knew it was either him or the wife, but I always was like, as much as I wanted to believe it was somebody else, in the back of your mind, you always say, but this nigga ain't right. And then once I found out that the dog story was a lie, the puppy that died, that got hit by a car, that was really his sister, I said, this nigga, the sister dog story?
This
nigga is crazy.
I forgot about
that. He did it. It's a wrap. And when his son brought that up, he was like, you shouldn't have said that, and walked away. I was like, oh, no, this nigga crazy. He did it.
Yeah, that sister dog story threw me off.
That was
the sister
crazy.
Dog.
Yeah. Sister dog.
Bro, I was
a whole sibling that you just
made up.
Yep.
Like, God.
You call that bitch a puppy dog.
That's what I'm saying. How you relate that to a dog,
get
my nigga?
Get the fuck out of here. Listen, I would have left you at the bar right there. So you mean to tell me this whole time you telling me it's a puppy dog and it was actually a whole person? Get the fuck out of my house.
This shit is crazy.
Yeah,
bro.
That was.
The way they wrote this is crazy. But even then, I was like, man, this gotta be a reason.
Her mama was.
Bro, I thought he was lying. I thought he was lying about the damn story.
Me too. I thought that.
Lying the whole show. Yep. It was hard to believe anything he said. Yep. I was like, man, he making that shit up. He wants more, like, he wants her back. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to get some type of emotion from you by saying, I didn't understand.
I didn't understand why Grace came back to him so many times, because like everybody telling you he a piece of shit. Even his lawyer was like, this nigga a dick, but I don't think he did it, but he's still a dick. Like he kept on telling her. And even his, when your mama say that you ain't shit, that's how you know that. Man, like, that come on,
it.
Man.
That was the nail in the motherfucker.
Like, look, don't listen to that motherfucker. I ain't fuck with him since. You should
either. That is true.
It was at that point when she's, I was like, okay, he did it, but I'm holding out hope he didn't do it.
Yep.
Really?
So let me ask y'all this.
I'm sorry.
Gullible.
Gullible.
So if it carried out that he didn't do it, y'all would have been cool with all the shit that we know of this guy up until the end of this show. You didn't fine with that?
Yeah.
Damn. About who he was as a person?
Yeah.
I never liked him as a person.
Nah.
No.
So what's the story there? Like, so you just cool with this guy that lied about all of this shit and fucking...
No.
Like,
it's the way
he
did
told
it.
The truth about the one thing he did do,
so, no, which was nigga, killing that no, woman. No. You need to go to jail just for that. We can't believe shit you say.
I never... I'm not saying that, like, he was a cool guy.
Right.
Or a nice guy or... None of that. Like, he, you know... But it was just a matter of, okay, I was thinking he was only guilty of fucking another woman and not pulling out quick enough.
And lying, just lying.
Everybody lies, bro, except for you.
There's levels to lying.
Everybody lies.
I'm talking about the type of lies he was doing.
But if you're gonna cheat, you got to lie. Yeah,
exactly. No, nigga, you can lie on the game.
That's like peanut butter with no jelly.
No, Jesus.
You can't cheat and tell the truth. Otherwise, it's not cheating. It's polyamory.
But he's not even...
That is true. Mike just said a word. Mike over here got me thinking. That's true. You can't cheat without lying. Rob, who you know cheat told truth?
Yeah.
I ain't never done a nigga.
That's anonymous. No. It's anonymous. I've always said that lie and cheat, it go hand in hand. But like, that's what I'm saying. But like, fuck y'all. Like,
he called his sister a dog.
Like,
his sister was a dog.
Before we got married. Like, he loves his mistress. Like, he fucking
did you see
loves
that's
her.
What I'm saying. Did he? Do you
I
think
loved
he
loved her too?
Nah, Rod, do you think he really loved her?
I don't know, but he's saying it to the fucking world. Like, it's a fucking embarrassment.
He tried not to go to jail.
Yeah. He didn't love her.
But to the expense of your wife, telling the world that you love this woman?
She did it. He already inferred. Are you sure you were walking down there, you ain't actually killing? Like, you think you might have?
That was so fucked up.
But see, I thought it was her at that moment. That's why I didn't think he was lying. I thought it was her.
But that's what I'm... Okay, so, but again, like, once you find out he was lying about all of... Okay, I see what you're saying.
But see, yeah, at the end, I was like, oh, wow, you were lying about all of this.
Bro.
So, yes, at that point, it's like, all right, cool, go to jail. But for a while, I was believing his bullshit. I was
his
sister died, the puppet dog shit. Damn, maybe Nicole Kidman really did do it. Because she has a murderous face.
She got
that Botox face. You know, I don't think it's Botox. I don't think she's had any work done. According to her,
what? Her face looked like
she claims she's had no work done, which is fine.
She's a lie as well.
I will say like
she's a lie as well.
She look all right, but her.
I need y'all to stop being so goddamn gullible now.
Look, I thought she was lying too, but I gave up the fight when my friend was like, "No, look at it. Here's all these articles." I was like,
"That
okay.
bitch face is stiff. She can't move."
Now her face looked like, you know, when Miss Doubtfire was getting his. Disguise her face is in the middle of them stages, but
her face looks like when you put those plaster things so you can make a plaster face more and the shit just don't move.
Exactly,
she has a Michael Myers face.
Right, cold eyes. Right.
She got a face for Halloween.
Y'all notice like the slits on the side of her mouth? I'm like, damn, like. Cause I was like, is that normal? And I'm like, no, that shit ain't normal.
It's not normal. She never smiles.
Never.
She never fucking smiles.
It looks
She's
like
Kanye.
It hurts.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So
anyway, what were we saying?
She looks like she could be a murderer.
Yes, she does.
My thing was like he was just lying. I just like the way he was. Like he, when you get to the end, it's like, nigga, you was about to throw everybody under the bus so you wouldn't get out.
That's why I loved him.
Me too. He was such a dope villain.
Yeah,
he didn't give a fuck about nobody.
Nope. And then after that, he went to Canada. He tried to go to Canada.
That was the only part that was
because Ken, you said the last 15 minutes you didn't like.
I really didn't want him to do it. I didn't want it to be that like predictable. But then when I processed it, I was like, but they told us in the first episode, like they gave us everything, but they spent the other episodes like building all this
that
stuff.
That is not.
They were basically undoing everything that I believe in the last 15 minutes.
Why you have to say
he did it on purpose?
He always doing that.
That was a bar. That was a bar.
And I was just, it clicked in his head, Mike.
The whole show undoing your mind.
Like,
facts.
Oh. Oh, wow. I just got it.
Yeah.
That's what they were trying to do.
That's what they did. That's what they did.
Nah, that's what they did. That's what they did.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's really what they did.
Yeah, man.
They literally did say everything in that first episode, even because I think you asked, like why didn't she see it? Like, she told her patient in that first episode, like, you're so conditioned for what you expect someone to be that you convince yourself that the person that you're with is this person instead of accepting them for who they were. Mm-hmm. And her father was trying to get her the whole season to understand who this man was. Like, stop seeing what you think he is and see who he is. He's a monster.
And that's what they did to the viewer.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did
to the viewer. That's crazy, man.
I at least wanted them to jump off the bridge.
I did.
I thought he was going to jump up. I thought he was going
to
Toronto.
I didn't want Henry to see it. I wanted him to jump, like, maybe after she got him or something, but
I wanted him to shoot him.
I thought that would have been too easy for him. Like, he needs to serve time. He needs to whatever. Like, taking your life would just be
But he
too
don't
easy.
He but, wouldn't care. Remember, he doesn't have any remorse or guilt. He just not going to care.
Nah, he cares.
He was in jail. He was about to come up in jail. He was biting motherfuckers, getting away with shit. He was about to get. He was about to be the king.
And they showed us his anger then. I still didn't want to believe
you didn't. Like, I was like, this nigga bit this whole nigga finger. Like, this nigga spitting out blood.
That's a fight. That's what I was asking. In a jail fight, is
you want to fight?
No. In a jail fight, is biting is acceptable, right?
Absolutely. Bite in jail is acceptable wherever you're at. Yeah.
I mean,
you're losing.
I mean, he spent the whole episode saying, I didn't kill her. Mm-hmm. And he killed the motherfucker.
That's what made that show
that's
so
crazy.
Good.
That's crazy, kid. That's what I was thinking. I was like, this motherfucker was really a piece of shit. You know, I was just, because I watched it all in one night.
What, $2 million to get this motherfucker out on bail? Just turn around and be.
And not only that, 2.5.
He did it.
Huh?
That's
he spent 2.5 because remember he gave him half a mil.
No, I know.
Other shit.
I'm just saying to get him out of jail alone. He gave $2 million.
The length of granddaddy's money though.
Bro,
that's $500,000 like it was nothing.
Nothing.
Man.
I thought he was gonna say 50.
This nigga.
Well, I think it was 10% or 20% of that $2 million.
Nigga hopped in a helicopter at the end to go get his grand.
Oh,
I said,
shit,
oh, these niggas is just like, oh, he got him. That's okay. Let's get in the cop and find this nigga. Like the length of this, a granddaddy's money.
I don't know what he does, but I could tell, like,
stocks and investments.
His daughter could do whatever the fuck she wants.
Whatever.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could be, as long as you're something respectable in the family, that's cool. Be a, you know, a doctor.
Yeah, that's why I thought this was like some weird rich people cover up type shit. At one point, like, I was like, yeah, this must be like some weird rich people cover up story or something like that.
I did like the conversation Grace and her dad had, as far as like he looking at Jonathan like, damn, that's me. I cheat on your mama the whole, like, he was like, the fact that you base your relationship on mine is why you in the shit.
Justify, he was like, nah, baby, nope. I was a piece of shit.
Yeah. I've been fucking hoes, bro.
Which was something else they threw in there. They were like, well, damn, shit.
See?
Yeah, man. Oh, man. This motherfucker really did the shit.
Oh, you did not come to grips with
it. I did.
I am.
I did that night.
I'm still trying to look.
No, it took me to the end of the show to come to that conclusion, too.
Yeah, it was just like, he spent the whole 6 episodes.
Y'all some jilted wives who just do not want to acknowledge the dirt of y'all's husband. Mm-hmm.
He was good. He had me convinced. Mm-hmm. He did not kill that woman.
Yep. Until the last episode, I was like, he didn't.
He might have been a lot of things, but he saved babies. He can't kill.
Yeah, like when they kept showing the scene of him going and talking to the little bald headed girl, I was like, man,
not the bald headed girl. Don't call her the bald headed girl.
Stop laughing, Nick. Nick, make everything worse.
He said a little bald-headed girl.
He said like she was Caillou.
Was she bald or not?
The cancer patient.
I didn't want to call her a cancer patient.
But that's what she was.
But it just sounded a little disrespectful. You know.
Little bald-headed girl.
Little bald-headed girl.
I didn't want to keep referring to her as a cancer patient. Yes. Fine. when he was talking to her, it really stop it.
Fucking stupid.
Stop it. I didn't mean it like that. I wasn't trying to make a joke. Nick,
I ain't saying nothing. That's you.
It really made me feel like he cared.
But I thought he did. I thought he did.
The doctor, his doctor friend summarized that wonderfully. He was like, he has a God complex. Like, he wanted everybody to love him. Mm-hmm. Like, that was really telling to me. And, like, at that point when he was like, you know, he has a way. He wants to be the center of attention. He wants, he has this charisma because he wants to suck everybody into his world.
Yeah.
Like, that nigga was crazy.
Not
but
yet.
He don't kill.
But he doesn't kill.
He's all that shit, but don't, but not a killer, though.
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna say, Nick?
No, I was gonna say like it that clicked for me, especially in the last episode, the God complex, when mm-hmm. she came running towards mm-hmm. them. He got dumb happy, like, oh, she's finally back with me.
Yeah.
And then she was like, nah, nigga, I'm coming get my son. And she mm-hmm. did. It was just like his whole world was gone. Like, it's a wrap. I did think they were gonna shoot him though.
But. I did.
How did y'all feel once y'all actually saw the scene? I'm sorry, I don't know.
Nah, go ahead.
How did y'all feel once you actually saw the scene play out with how he killed her?
Anticlimactic. That's what I'm saying, because
we already knew it.
Yeah, it's like, damn, I wish this was somebody else killing her right now.
Yeah, mm. yeah. I'm with Rod on the ending. I did feel like it was anticlimactic.
Hmm.
I did like everything else that preceded it, but it was just like, damn, I was just disappointed. But that didn't ruin the show for me. But the one thing that kind of gave a little bit more context to what happened was when she swung on him with the hammer first.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, started it.
Oh, that's what triggered him to do what he did.
It did make me think for a slight minute that he was going to walk away and then the wife was going to come in and finish her mm-hmm. off. Now, I did have that thought. Like, you know, oh, shit, maybe he didn't kill her and the wife came in after that and finished her off. So it was kind of like both of them at the same time type of thing.
Yeah.
But again, that's just me. Pulling at strings the whole time, like just trying,
and then
to
messing with us. Yeah,
no, I had that
to
feeling.
Not be him.
Well, to me,
or hope.
if, to what Ken said, it threw me off when you said like everything was said in the first episode. Mm-hmm. Based on how she was in that first episode, I would think that I never really thought about her as a suspect because they always talked about how good she was as a person, and I know that usually is a way to throw some people off, and mm-hmm. that's the killer. But they even like the girl, the mistress, she was like, "You're just." You're awesome. I fuck with you. Like, and it's interesting that dynamic. Like, you have somebody who's really good and someone who's a piece of shit, and they both were in a loving relationship.
And she struggled with that. Like, the good in her struggled with trying to do what was best for her son mm-hmm. until she called the lawyer and was like, yo, like, we got to figure out a way to make this work. And then they tricked everybody, well, Jonathan and the lawyer. Into getting on stage, get on the stand.
Were y'all surprised about her snitching at the end?
I guess you can snitching. See it. You can start to kind of see it coming when she volunteered to go mm-hmm. on the stand. I was like, oh man, she about to do it. I was hoping she didn't, but she did. And I was like, dang. And then you realize, especially when you saw her lawyer friend in the bathroom, like, oh man, here we go. So that's what I was holding out hope that they would give me a different ending, but. But they didn't. Because I was mad at her for doing that. I was like, man.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
Why?
Because you're supposed to stay by your husband.
I wanted the bad guy to win. I really did. Like, it felt like he was good. It really felt like he was going to get off.
This nigga.
And I felt like they cheated me out of that.
Are you serious?
Oh, shit. I did want more of a twist at the end. Than for it to be.
Yeah, I did too.
Now that I'm thinking about it. Because it's like, yeah, you could. It's a whodunit is always going to be a whodunit, if that makes sense. Like, you always going to guess multiple motherfuckers before you get to the one. So, like, that's expected. But you kind of wanted a different outcome based on, like, it was so on the nose at the end.
Because I've watched murder mysteries where I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I've watched some that I'm like, oh, shit, at the end. But this wasn't an old shit moment.
I was still kind of old shit because I was so convinced that he didn't do it.
Right, exactly. Me too.
Yeah, yeah. But see, again, like, I think you just, like you said, they told the whole shit in the first, man.
Then they spent the rest of the time tricking you that it wasn't that. I know. You just never just, got tricked.
Me, yeah, for me, they just didn't do a good job because it was so convincing in the first one. Like I said. Like you got this woman, this mysterious woman. She comes to this party. She leaves, and then he all of a sudden has to leave. It's like they told too many things that led to him.
But you know what it was? It was too convincing.
Exactly.
For me.
It was too obvious. Right.
So they had that part. What was the other part where it was like, oh
it
yeah.
Was too
oh,
obvious.
Oh. The other part.
Yeah.
The because other part. Real quick, the other part was like, because she obviously didn't have enough money to go to the school. So I'm like, okay, so it must be him paying for her. Like, that's her sponsor. Because, yeah. Oh, yeah, she got some sponsor. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking like, okay, yeah, it's the husband. He sponsors her. Da-da-da-da-da. It's like all of that shit was just so apparent to me in the beginning. And I was just like, fuck. I think I know what fucking happens. Yeah.
I ain't watching nothing with y'all.
So like y'all say, they tell you the whole fucking story.
Yeah. Nate, what's up?
I have one question. This show did leave me with one lingering question, right? Okay. So before they go to the party, he's telling his wife that he's going to Cincinnati to this medical conference.
Cleveland.
Cleveland. There we go. Yeah.
Shout out to Cincinnati.
Yeah, there you go. He's going to Cleveland to go to this medical conference, right?
Mm-hmm.
He does not go and leaves his phone. He's not even a doctor at this point in time. Where the fuck was he going?
He went to the beach house.
Mm-hmm.
Why was he going to the beach house?
Some other hole.
But his dumb ass took the damn hammer and put it.
That was my thing. That's why I was like,
he could have tossed that bitch over the bridge.
Like, either it was premeditated, he knew he was gonna kill that bitch and go off somewhere. Mm-hmm. Or like, what was his plan? Where was he going beforehand?
But that's my thing.
I don't think it was premeditated because of what he said on the final reveal.
Right.
Like, no, I just want you to leave them the fuck alone or I'll kill you. He didn't go there with plans of killing her.
Right.
Mm-mm.
Right. We see that in the final scene. That's why I'm like, so where was he planning on going?
Yeah.
If he wasn't going to Cleveland, where was he going?
I always thought that because of how good of a liar he was, that he was smart. But like, especially when Haley broke him down at the end of the trial, she was like, nigga, you was the your goofy ass.
He did.
Didn't even hide the damn weapon or get rid of it.
Get rid of the fucking hammer.
That's why we in this.
No. We didn't answer Nate's question. Now I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
Where was he going?
He wasn't gonna go nowhere. That's what I'm saying. That's not
smart. Why would he say, "Hey,
that's what I'm saying"?
And the thing is, the way that conversation went, it's like they'd been known he had this plan. Like, remember, I'm going to such and such tomorrow. So this conversation, they'd already established that he had a medical conference to go to.
Fuck.
Mm. Oh wait, he did.
He did. That is true. Because
where the fuck was he going?
That's a good question.
And he did go over there with a dead face, look like he was like, "I'm here to fucking kill."
No
pun intended.
Nah, I thought, was he going to end it? No, because she snitched and said that she knew about the family. I'm trying to replay it in my head.
He was going there to tell that woman to stay away from his family.
That's it. Yeah, yeah.
But why did he preface it by saying, I'm going to be gone for a while?
Yeah.
Hmm. So maybe he really was going to go. Or they just, that's just bad writing.
Either it's bad writing or it was premeditated.
Well, kind of, because like,
but based on the way it played off in that episode, it didn't seem like it was premeditated because he was walking out.
It didn't.
And then she came with a hammer. So I just think either it's a loophole that they never filled.
That's a good unless point. That's not really what happened.
Well, that was not really what happened.
Unless that story that we were given is not really what happened.
Which story?
Of him going there and killing her the way he killed her. Maybe in reality, maybe that's just another one of his lies.
Exactly.
And he got your ass.
Exactly.
Now you know how I feel.
Yeah, that's how I'm like, oh, yeah, that's because he's a narcissist, right? So he can't be wrong to his damn self.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that was just the memory and the way that
he reconciled himself
why he killed her.
Man.
I think it was premeditated.
I will say.
It was like, I didn't kill her. It seemed like he almost convinced himself.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because that adds such a dope extra element to this because I never even thought about that question of where was he actually going. So yeah, that story at the end must have been him making some shit up to
the narcissist's memory.
Yep.
I didn't realize how violent he was because he never really showed it towards Grace. But with her, like, he was beating her head against that wall. I was like, damn,
how did y'all feel about that scene? Because to me, that scene, it was like, okay, so for a split second, we actually get to see a little bit of who he really was. Like, the way he was throwing her head up against the wall, I was like, damn, this nigga is like...
Like, you just busted in her. Like, you know, nigga, like, that's your baby mama, too. Like, why you treating her like that?
But yeah. So...
I was like, man,
which you kind of had, to me, you kind of had an inkling, like, for you to be that emotional about losing a patient... And then, to get, what's the word I'm looking for? Comfort from that, have sex. Like, it was something weird about that scene to me. But obviously, that wasn't even what it was. So let's think about it. So he just finished killing someone and then went and had sex with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, he washed the blood off, got in the bed, and had sex with someone after having sex and brutally murdering.
I was more surprised that he can go two rounds at his age. You feel me? Like,
I'm surprised you're saying that at your age. What's going on, bro?
I don't want to have this conversation.
The fuck? I'm saying.
I hate Mike.
I'm trying to help you. Go see a doctor, bro.
All right.
Anyway.
Man, his grand was a G in that shit, bro. He go fuck the side piece, kill her, and go home and fuck his wife. That's some fucking gangster.
This dude sound gangster as hell with his white ass show.
You know what I'm saying? Wash this blood off real quick. Let me go get up in my wife right fast. I already had the side piece. I'm fucking so. Never mind.
Oh, you about to say Mike?
Let's not.
I'm about to go kill this pussy now.
So deep, put her ass to sleep.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, y'all stupid. Nah, Nate. I was a little desensitized to that part because as far as the killing scene, because we've seen her face get bashed in about 10 times in the flashback from Nicole Kidman's side. So it was like,
It still was a little jarring to me.
Mm. Yeah, it was
brutal.
Yeah, and like see the way that he did it and like the way he stopped after the first one, and it's like, oh, okay, keep going.
He's like, well, I already did it once. Yeah. I may as well go ahead and finish her off.
Yeah, that was fucked up. They showed the picture in trial, though.
Jesus.
In court.
Miguel. Yeah, I didn't buy that either. I was poor like, they wouldn't do that.
That's gruesome.
What's that? Dude, what?
They showed her. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, Kevin. They showed her face, like how bashed up or fucked up her face was in the courtroom.
Man, this shit was tight.
Even to Miguel.
Mm-hmm. Little punk ass Miguel already saw it, so
yeah, he did.
He saw it in real life. He walked in on it.
He was the eyewitness,
right? He's like, damn, mama.
And that man, she was so cold. She put Miguel on trial.
She did.
She gave no fucks, bro. Man, she was just as bad as Jonathan.
Damn.
Any last thoughts?
It was a good show.
I can't believe he killed her though, man. You can come back and get some more of this. Why are you?
I don't think he liked what she said when she was like, you can't never leave me.
I would have been like, okay, you're probably right.
Jesus.
Bruh. All right.
Especially if you got Nicole. You got that. You already got a dead body you laid next to her. You married
what?
To her.
Exactly.
Boring ass.
Shit.
She gave you more fire than anything. What?
Right. Hey. Even dead.
Man, Henry was cussing throughout this whole goddamn show.
Wasn't he cussing the baby out?
Henry, the kid.
I can't remember.
He was cussing his mom and dad out.
When he came to the visit, he was like, so you fucked her, right?
Yes. Oh, my God.
And he was hitting on his wife. His mama was like, oh, shit, go ahead. Keep going. So he was saying all the shit. Like, so you lying, did this, that?
And he was like, yep.
He was like, yeah, I fucked her. You see her? What stupid ass question is that, boy?
You couldn't see her face, but you saw them titties?
Right. At the very least. At the very least. Shit.
I cannot.
What's wrong with you? Just close your eyes, bud.
Which is crazy because Henry had the hammer at that point, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So he already knew what was up. So he just as crazy as his damn dad.
Exactly. He washed it in the dishwasher twice.
He said, I put it right into the dishwasher.
He old enough to know that's fucked up.
Yeah, he know better. Just crazy like your dad. She need to watch him.
You ain't never lied.
Yep.
That's a good point.
So who gonna take care of that baby?
She is.
Fernando.
Oh, you talking about the baby girl?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he gonna drop that baby off at some point.
The baby's not coming out, right? Wasn't she pregnant when he killed her?
No. I don't think so.
I thought she was expecting. They said something.
I thought she was pregnant again. What? Did I make that up?
You probably got her pregnant that night. You saw he was thrusting in that motherfucker.
Yeah, he did like dumped, shot one real.
Boy, he dumped
there.
All in
I
that.
Cannot with y'all.
He did.
No.
He had that. I just made a baby face.
It's a face?
It's a face. I'm telling you.
Hey, which soul was it, Mike? Because that motherfucker had to turn around.
He
122, I'll tell you that. He didn't put 22 up there.
Jesus Christ. The baby dropped right onto the escalator to the graveyard.
As hard as he thrust, that baby came right out. He skipped the elevator and everything, boy.
And that was going to be artsy. So he probably gave birth to a Joe.
Hey, man. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Yeah, she bad, bro. I'm sorry.
Nah, I think the baby got to be with Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman is not taking care of that baby.
That's his little sister.
The baby stays
back. She don't give a fuck about that. That's not the way that's happening. Fernando is still taking care of that baby right now today.
Granddaddy ain't having that shit.
Not at all.
Baby back.
Granddaddy will take care of it.
Granddaddy ain't got nothing to do with
it. He learned from his mistakes.
No, he didn't.
Granddaddy don't have nothing to do with that.
Yeah,
because
that's
all he cared about is his son and his daughter.
He will pay for that baby to go somewhere.
Grandson and his daughter, that's it.
Facts. He's not taking care of that baby.
Damn.
We ain't looking at that.
You found me. All right, any last thoughts on The Undoing? This is HBO on a roll with their miniseries?
HBO's killing it.
Hey, man, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I tried to tell them on this milestone.
Don't do that.
All right. Those are our thoughts on The Undoing. Please let us know your thoughts, FPS Podcast, in the Reddit thread. That's also the handle for IG and Twitter. Please send us some more shows. We will be doing a recap of 2020. As far as TV and shows with our top 10 list. So be on the lookout for that. But that'll do it for us this week. We out. Peace.